No. And I made it double or nothing. Oh, no.
Flintstone's a good winner, but he's certainly a poor loser.
Here comes Fred home from work, Dino. Come on, boy. Come on, greet your daddy. He's home.
No, Dino, no. Hold it, boy. Hold it. Oh, oh. Now stop it, Dino. Stop it. You hear that, Dino? Stop it.
Hi, Fred. Dino sure gave you the big welcome tonight.
What do you mean tonight? Dino gives me a big welcome every night, don't you, boy? Dinner ready, sweetheart?
In a minute, Fred. Go sit down.
You know, Wilma, I've been feeling wonderful this past week. Must be because I haven't seen that ungrateful neighbor of ours, Barney Rubble.
Ungrateful? How come?
I'll tell you how come. I figured that Barney wasn't getting paid enough. So last week, I went to see his boss. I told him I was Barney's agent. And boy, did I lay it on the line.
Laid what on the line, Fred?
Well, I told him I was collective bargaining for Barney. And unless Barney collected a lot of retroactive pay, the bargain was over. Then I told Barney to put his broom down and go see his boss.
And then what?
I haven't seen that ingrate Barney since. He's probably living it up in that big fat raise I got him. Ah, who cares? Just not seeing him around is worth it. It's water over the bridge. Nothing could get me mad. Not the way I feel. Nothing. Wilma! What's the idea? One smelt for dinner?
I thought nothing could get you mad, Fred.
Well, one measly smelt is nothing. And I'm mad. I need nourishment. I'm a growing man.
You're growing, all right. You're growing impossible.
Oh, yeah? What happened to the dinosaur steak I brought home last night?
Well, if you must know, I gave it to Betty and Barney.
Betty and Barney?
That's right.
So, it isn't enough I get the guy more dough. He's got to sponge off my wife when my back is turned. I'm going to go see that sponge and squeeze his ungrateful head.
Fred? Just a minute.
Get away from that door, Wilma. My chivalry is getting thin.
And that's the only thing about you that is getting thin. Now, you listen to me, Blabbermouth. The reason I gave them the steak is because they haven't had a decent meal all week. They're too proud to ask for help, but the truth is, they're flat broke.
Broke? Well, what's Barney doing with all that money I got him?
Are you kidding? All you got him was a place in the unemployment line.
Huh?
After you got through shooting off your big mouth to Barney's boss, he fired Barney.
Gee. I was only trying to help.
Well, you better think of something that will help Barney, or you'll be eating smelt all month.
Okay, Wilma. I'll think of something. Gee. Me and my big mouth.
Who is it?
It's me, Barney. Fred.
Oh, come on in, Fred. The door's open.
How about that guy? He ain't even sore at me.
Hello, Fred. How you been?
You're looking well, Fred.
Hiya, Barney. Betty. Long time no see.
Yeah.
Why don't you boys go in the den? I'll fix some snacks. If I can find any.
Think nothing of it, Fred. I know you meant well, and besides, it wasn't much of a job anyway.
Ah, thanks, Barney. You're a swell guy. But I lost you a job, and I'm gonna get you another.
Yeah, how, Fred?
Well, I got an influential friend that could get you a job in a minute.
No kidding.
It happens I'm playing golf with him tomorrow, and you're coming along.
But I don't play golf, Fred.
You don't have to. We'll make it a threesome. You can caddy, and that way he'll get to know you, and I'll needle him into giving you a job.
Gee, that sounds good. Do you think it'll work?
Barney, my boy, did I ever give you a bum steer?
Well,
don't answer that, Barney. Just meet me at the Gravel Beach Golf Course in the morning.
Hey, this sure is a nice place, Fred.
Oh, it'll do. Now, listen, Barney, this guy, Mr. Boulder, whose bag you're going to carry, is my private golf pigeon. In the business world, very big. On the golf course, nothing. We play every week, buck a hole and side bets.
Can you afford it?
Of course I can't, but I never lose. Now, be nice to him. You suggest what clubs to use and stuff like that, eh?
But, Fred, I don't know one club from another.
So much the better for me. Well, Mother, get the peanuts out. Here comes my pigeon. Hiya, Mr. Boulder.
Good morning, Flintstone. Nice day for golf.
Mr. Boulder, I want you to meet a friend of mine. This is Barney Rubble.
Good morning, Rubble. What's your handicap?
Well, offhand, I'd say my biggest handicap is living next door to Fred.
I like a man with a sense of humor. Don't you, Flintstone?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Rubble, haven't we met before? Southampton, Newport, Palm Beach?
Maybe the steam room at the Y? The Gaiety Bowling Alley?
I better explain, Mr. Boulder. Barney is going to caddy for you. He needs the money.
Needs money? I've heard of people like that, but I never thought I'd meet one.
Oh, shucks, there's a lot of us like that, Mr. Boulder.
Dear, I lead such a rich, sheltered life.
Four?
What does four mean, Fred?
Don't ever do that!
Sawhead.
Quiet!
Ah, you got a good curve on it, Fred. Wowie, what a shot, Fred. Right back on the tee where you started. Hey, Mr. Boulder. This looks like a pretty good one.
A putter to drive with? Well, okay, you're the caddy. You know this game better than I do.
Driving with a putter yet. Oh, boy, this is going to be good.
A hole in one! Is that good, Fred?
You're a whiz, Rubble. That's the first hole in one I ever shot. And I did it with a putter, thanks to you.
Hey, looks like I'm winning a friend, huh, Fred?
You could still end up even. You're losing me.
Ah! Did you keep your eye on a ball, Fred?
Does that answer your stupid question?
Hey, Rubble, what'll I do now? My ball's down here in the sand trap.
Down in the sand trap. Let's see. Try this, Mr. Bowler.
A driver?
A driver in a sand trap. You want to make it double or nothing, Mr. Boulder?
Okay, it's a bet.
Oh, no. No. No, 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 no. And I made it double or nothing. Oh, no.
Flintstone's a good winner, but he's certainly a poor loser. Well, like you always say, Flintstone, it's not winning the game that counts. It's collecting the dough.
Fred, the job.
Oh, yeah, it's the job. Mr. Boulder, could you somehow get Barney a job, anything at all? He's not too, you know.
For Barney? Anything. Tell you what, Barney, you go see this friend of mine, Rocky Stone. Now, here's my card. The address is on the back. And tell him I sent you.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Boulder.
Edgar to you, Barney. Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. So long, Mr. Boulder.
Ta-ta, Edgar.
A hole in one. Double or nothing. Boy, I was really in the groove today.
Well, he deserves to win at least once. Only it sure puts me in a mess of sour pickles.
What do you mean, Fred?
The dough I lost was supposed to make the delinquent payment on the TV set. I don't dare tell Wilma.
Fred, I'm going to go see about that job right away, and thanks a lot for helping me.
Yeah. Good luck, Barney.
Rocky Stone, Inc. Yep, this is the place.
Come in.
Mr. Stone?
Yes? What's your complaint, Buster?
Oh, no complaint, sir. Mr. Boulder sent me down for a job.
Oh, Mr. Boulder. Well, come right in. So you're a friend of Mr. Boulder, eh?
Yeah.
Well, he's a great man, very big in the business world. But I hear he's not so hot with the golf club.
Yes, sir. He said that you would give me a job.
Oh, and he is right, son. You've got a job.
I have? Thanks, Mr. Stone. What do I do?
Well, now, first let me explain something. A lot of people think our business is cruel, but they're wrong. You see that picture hanging on the wall?
Uh-huh. Throwing people to the hungry lions.
Now, that's cruel, son. You keep that picture in mind while you're doing your job.
But what is my job?
Hey, look at the picture.
I am.
You're going to repossess furniture.
Repossess furniture?
Well, someone's got to do it. Think of all the cheats who won't pay what they owe. Think of how they laughed when we trusted them. How we took their word in good faith.
Yeah. Hey, they can't get away with it.
Right. And here's your first assignment, a real tough one. Refuses to pay up on his TV set.
What a welcher.
You're right. Get the money or bring back the set.
Right.
Now, raise your right hand and read the oath.
Neither rain nor snow nor threats of tears shall deter this collector from the completion of his contemptible duty.
It kind of gets you right here, doesn't it?
And it gets me right here.
Okay, now, TV or not TV? That's a gag we have in the trade.
Yeek. I'll start smaller. TV set first, and I'll work my way up to pianos, bedroom sets, houses. Who knows? Now, let's see where that deadbeat lives who won't pay up on his TV set. Frederick Flintstone, 201 Cobblestone Lane. Fred? Oh, no. And he helped me get this job. Oh, what'll I do? I just can't go in and take my best friend's TV, and yet I need this job. Besides, I took the oath. I pledged allegiance to the Hungry Lions. I just can't fail on my first assignment. Hey, maybe Fred can pay. He always has some dough stashed away for sweepstake tickets or something.
They went that away.
Which away?
That away.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, hello, Barney. Come on in. Pull up a chair. You want to try some of this saber-toothed tiger milk?
No thanks, Fred.
Guy on TV recommends it for fallen arches. I'm not sure if you're supposed to drink it or soak your feet in it.
You sure like your TV set, don't you, Fred?
You bet. I'd rather lose my right arm than miss my TV programs.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Hey, look. Here comes the fellow with the stiff leg that helps the sheriff out.
Speaking of sheriffs, did you make that delinquent payment on a TV set yet?
Are you kidding? I lost that money to Mr. Boulder trying to help you get a job.
Yeah, I know, Fred, and I appreciate it. But you must have a few bucks stashed away in your bowling ball bag. Quiet, you fathead.
You want Wilma to hear you? Now knock it off about my financial rating.
Don't you have any money, Fred?
What is this? Am I on the witness stand? Who do you think you are, Perry Gunite or something? I'm broke. B-R-O-K, broke. Now shut up about me. Let's talk about you. Did you get the job Mr. Boulder sent you to see about?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, you don't seem too happy about it.
I'm not. I'm quitting.
Quitting? Oh, no, you're not. You want me to get in bed with Mr. Boulder? What's the matter with the job?
Oh, I don't know. It goes against my grain.
Look who's got a grain. You see this? How would you like those knuckles to rub up against the grain of your wooden head?
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred, nothing. What could be wrong with a job you had for an hour?
I would have to do something ruthless, Fred.
So what? In business, you got to be ruthless. You got to use every trick in the book. When fighting fair don't work, fight dirty.
But how about friendship, Fred?
Friendship? Your only friend is a buck. And the more bucks you got, the more friends you got. You are a soldier in the business army now. Your boss is your commander. When he says charge, you charge. Trample the enemy or be trampled. You do whatever your job calls for. That's your duty.
Yes, sir. And thanks for the advice, Fred. For a guy that digs ditches, you sure know the business world.
Just a minute, Barney. Let me open the door for you.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for everything.
Oh, that Barney is like putty in my hands. Let's see. There's a fight on Channel 15. Hey, Barney! Barney, are you nuts? Where are you going with my TV set?
I'm repossessing it, Fred. That's my new job.
Your job? Taking my TV set?
Yeah, Fred. You told me to be ruthless, remember?
Ruthless? You bring this set back or you'll be toothless.
Fred? What are you and Barney doing with our TV set?
Nothing, Wilma. Nothing. We're airing out the aerial, like.
Put it back. I want no fooling around with that set now that it's paid for.
Paid for? Okay, Wilma. We got it back. And as for you, out of my house, you Benedict hoses.
But, Fred, I'm in the business army now.
Okay, soldier. Retreat! Or they'll be blowing taps for you. Business army, huh? Well, since an army travels on its stomach, a nice sandwich would be in order. And I'll try some more of that saber-toothed tiger belt, too.
Here's my chance. Uh-oh, here comes Fred. I better hide or he'll skin me alive.
Now, how did that get here? I could have sworn I put it on the stand. Nope, I didn't. Barney's got me so upset I can't remember what I'm doing. Nothing wrong with my muscles, though. This set feels light as a feather. Yeah. Now it's back where it should be. I hope it's working after all that hassling around.
Do you have trouble sleeping at night? It may be because you're a deadbeat. Pay up those annoying TV bills with one big payment and get a good night's sleep.
All right, wise guy, get out of my set.
I gotta take it back, Fred.
Okay, Barney, I'll get you out the hard way, even if I have to wreck this set.
It's my duty, Fred. So long.
Hey, come back here, Barney. Hey, kid, did you see a TV set run past here?
A TV set running?
Never mind, kid, I see it.
The more I see a grown-ups, the more I want to stay being a widow kid.
Come back here, you double-crosser! Give me back my set! Come on, Barney! Where are you hiding?
Any particular model you're looking for?
Yeah, one with human legs.
Oh, what a business. I try to keep a big stock. The customers always want something else.
Aha! There you are!
Huh?
Wait till I get my hands on you.
Well, what do you know? I had one. I got a bigger stock than I thought.
Listen to reason, Fred.
Gotcha. Now get out of that set. I got a good mind to smack you on the schnozzola.
Fred, what are you doing downtown with our TV sets?
Oh, shucks. Tell her the whole story, Barney.
I mean, a truth?
Yeah, I give up.
Go ahead, Barney. I'm listening.
And that's the whole story, Wilma.
Aren't you ashamed, Fred? Taking it out on Barney when it's all your fault. Take the set back, Barney. It's your job. And no hard feelings.
Gee, thanks, Wilma. No hard feelings, Fred?
And as for you, playboy golfer, you're coming with me so I can keep an eye on you.
I still say that Barney is a false friend. It's like that old proverb. He who steals my TV steals all. Wilma. My TV. It's back. It came home. It is home.
Here's a note for you, Fred.
What's it say?
Dear Fred, I got an advance on my first week's salary and paid your TV bill. Don't worry about returning the money. I just don't want to lose your friendship. Signed, Barney. And that's your false friend, Fred.
Oh, that crazy guy.
Hiya, Fred.
Barney. Hiya, pal.
No hard feelings, Fred?
Of course not, Barney.
Come on in. I'll fix you some saber-toothed tiger milk.
Yeah. Come on in, pal.
Fred, you understand it was, just doing my job.
I know, Barney. Sure, and I apologize.
I'm sure glad you feel that way, Fred. Because when I went back to the office, they gave me another memo on you. Something about an overdue payment on your golf clubs.
It sure is nice to see the boys making up.
Out, and don't ever come back!
Well, be reasonable, Fred. I gotta take them back.
Touch one golf club in my bag and I'll mash your head in with a mashie.
Oh, come on, Fred. It's my job. You told me to be ruthless.
Well, they were friends for about 5 minutes. And that's about par for the course.